Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, there's something about Grandma's house. And there's definitely something about pictures taken at Grandma's house.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, do you have a real ghost story? Because if you do, why not share it with us? We would like to share it with everybody else. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802 or write in if you want to go that route. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. If you would like an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Go to Apple Podcasts. You can do it there. You can try it for 3 days free. Or go to Patreon.com/RealGhostStories or at GhostPodcast.com. How's it going today, Kathy Gordon?
Well, it's so good. Hey, you're talking about pictures today.
Right.
Photography, right?
Right.
And I've just been doing a history of photography in one of my classes at the college. And we kind of go through the various purposes that photography has fulfilled and, you know, and then kind of get us up to the present of how we use photography today and, you know, get them to thinking about, because it's so different today. Like, you know, it used to be when I was a kid, you took rolls of film with the purpose of getting them printed. That was the whole idea.
And then now you didn't have the money.
Now we take pictures never intending to print them. They're never supposed to be printed. They go onto Instagram. They go onto Facebook.
Right.
They just stay here, there, whatever. And so it's evolved very differently. But some of the earliest pictures, you know, the earliest photography, earliest, dates back to the 1820s. And then it goes up into where it gets to the 1850s, where it gets a little bit more, where it's a little bit more accessible. And then the 1860s in there. And, you know, for a long time, it was to record likenesses of people.
Dead people.
And dead people, right? So I was showing pictures, these old pictures, that one of the persons in the picture is dead. So I'd say, okay, which one's dead? Right? Like,
yeah.
we had this thing going in class, and they're like, so creepy, Mrs. Gordon. And yet they can't stand it. You know, they're like, it's that one, you know, or whatever.
Well, and back
so
then,
pick the dead person in the photograph.
Everybody was really serious in the picture.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nobody
smiled.
Well,
they had to hold still.
Yeah.
You know, you had this really slow shutter speed. And so you just had this, you know, hold that pose for the longest time. And that's why the babies are often blurry, because the toddlers couldn't hold still long enough.
Well, and then there's a deal with Mary Todd Lincoln after Abe died. You know, Mary Todd was very into his wife, in case somebody doesn't know. I just assumed. She was really into spiritualism. And so she had seances in the White House trying to connect with her son who had passed there. Mm-hmm. And so when Abraham died, she was very distraught and was trying to reach him any way she could. And there was a guy, and maybe you guys covered this, is why I bring this up, who would do these pictures, and the dead ones could come through in these photographs. So supposedly, and you can find this picture online, the ghost picture of Abe Lincoln. But she's sitting in the picture, and then he's like kind of a ghostly apparition next to her. And they were like, there's no way anybody could have known, you know, she went in disguise. And I'm like, I think there might be a way. It kind of looks totally fake to me. But that was his thing. Like, these dead ones were coming through in these photographs, because it was a new thing in 1865 or whatever year she went.
Yeah. And I mean, I think there's been a lot of that throughout history, of people taking advantage of people, you know, that are vulnerable like this. It is fascinating, you know, just how our choices and our aesthetics and our ideas about what's appropriate have changed over the years. Like, we don't necessarily think about taking pictures of dead people propped up as if they're still alive with everybody else in the family.
That's kind of a interesting exercise you put your class through.
It was kind of
interesting.
Yeah, you guys
person?
Need to sign up for a class with me. They're really fun.
Who's the dead one?
Yeah, let's do dead photography today.
Well, let's go to this story. My previous ghost experiences happened to me while I was living at my grandparents' house. They have a 4-bedroom house. All 4 of their kids had rooms of their own. All the kids had grown up and moved out except my aunt. I remembered visiting her often at the house, and she was a blast. She would always play with my sister and me, and it seemed she had it all going for her. Little did I know at my age that my aunt was mentally unstable. My earliest memories of playing with her and the time she passed away were incredibly close in range. I know she died in an institution, and there is speculation regarding her death. Many years later, my family found ourselves living with my grandparents. My dad lived in his sister's old room, the one who had passed. My sister and I had our own rooms, and my mom lived upstairs. Both my parents were kind of absent during my childhood, so my grandma was our primary caretaker. My grandma would always drive us places, whether to get food or go shopping, no matter what. Whenever we went out the front door to go to our car, the street light would always go out, and it would stay out until we drove away. Upon our arrival home, we could see that the light was on in the distance, and when we approached, the light would go off. This continued for the majority of the time I lived there. I lived in that house until last September when I got my own apartment at age 20. Anyways, one night, my dad and his friend were in the room he stayed in, and he was painting something on the wall because we were going to repaint the entire room. He is notorious for drawing pictures of waves, of all things. That kind of makes me smile. As he was painting, his friend snapped a quick picture on a little flip phone she had. It was a low-quality phone, nothing spectacular. As they were looking through the pictures they took, one stood out for a very odd reason. In the middle of this picture was a grayish, dark black smudge that obviously wasn't on the wall. And inspecting the picture more, they could see a clear, bright-as-day outline of a face smack center in the middle of the spot. Eyes, nose, mouth, and all. Yeah. They called for me and my sister to come and look at it, and sure enough, I saw it. Everyone who saw the picture could see clearly that it was a face. I never knew what happened to that phone, but I sure wish I still had that picture so I could send it to you guys to look at. A few days later, my dad and his friend came across one of my aunt's scrapbooks she used to keep in her drawer. I remember my grandma and I would look at her scrapbook from time to time. It was filled with pictures of her friends camping, her cat Pokey, and other pictures she had taken in her life. We would always put it back in the drawer. When they were looking through it, they saw that all the faces in these pictures were blurred out. It looked like as if someone was holding a flame against them. The pictures were in great condition even after seeing these weird fire-like smudges on all the faces. No one could have possibly done it by themselves. It looked as if it were part of the original pictures, but it wasn't because I'd seen the scrapbook before my dad showed me the defaced version. I couldn't believe my eyes. That's really weird.
That's really weird, yeah.
Like she'd looked through the scrapbook and didn't see anything weird, and then now all the pictures are weird with faces in them.
Yeah.
That's weird. After that, nothing too paranormal happened to me until a few years later when I was around the age of 17. My parents had split and my mom had a boyfriend who had been killed. He would come to the house often and we would always be around him. Anyways, it was pretty recently after he died that this particular incident happened to me and my sister. We had asked my grandma to drive us to the store. It was around 9:30. Being the age of the selfie, my sister decided to snap a quick picture of herself. The backdrop of this particular selfie was the edge of our driveway and a hedge that lined the grass up to the concrete. She took the picture and the light went out instantly. My grandma finally arrived at the car and we were on our way. When we got back, not thinking about the picture my sister had taken, she eventually looked at the photo on her phone and she instantly dropped it. She instructed me to look at the picture, and I said, "Why? What's wrong with it?" Well, there was something in that picture that I won't forget. It was the image of a man who looked like he had something in his hand, a hammer or some sort of tool, and another figure that wasn't particularly noticeable right next to it. Two figures standing next to each other adjacent to the street lamp. The moment I saw that picture, I got immediate goosebumps because there was absolutely nobody walking on that street. My sister and I kept talking about the picture with each other, and I knew we had to show my mom. I had her send it to me, and I received it with no problem. The following day, my mom was driving us to school, and I told my sister to bring up the picture. She went to her phone to locate it, and nothing. The photo was gone from her phone. Magically deleted. Disappeared. She exclaimed, "The picture is gone, Becca. Even the text I sent to you containing it." But I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I couldn't believe that a photo would just vanish. But it did. These are the ghost stories I've witnessed in my 21 years of life so far. Thank you for taking the time to read them. Isn't that interesting that it's all kind of related, for the most part, outside of the streetlights, to photographs and pictures?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, so when she said the text that she'd sent her with the picture was had been deleted, was the text on the other phone, yeah, I assume, was deleted too?
So hers was gone, and the picture was gone on her phone, like it never existed, like there was no text.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird?
That is so weird. You know, that's what we were talking about when, and then when she brought up that the dad's friend snapped a picture of him painting the waves, and they saw a face in it. And she said, you know, "I don't know whatever happened to that phone, because, you know, I'd like to see that picture again," or whatnot. And that's what I'm talking about when we were talking about earlier about how now we don't print pictures.
Well, and back then, the flip phone days, you didn't even know how to get it off to print it. I was like, yeah, I don't know what to do with this, but like, here it is.
Like, we have this whole different setup now. And if they're not backed up in some way, or now it doesn't even sound like in this instance that would have helped.
I've got all mine backed up to Amazon Photos, so.
Good. I'm glad.
The funny thing is, that is where when my TV goes into screensaver mode, it gets the Amazon Photo photos. And so sometimes I have to go through them to delete some things, because there's some like really bad pictures that pop up from time to time. And I just don't want to have company, and they're like, "Ooh, Carol.
Like,
why did you take that picture of you with no makeup on that day? Ooh."
Well, do you think that there were, to me, there's obviously different sources of paranormal happening here.
I think the aunt had something to do with a lot of it.
But then when they took the picture, she saw two figures. And one she said was a man.
Could have been the boyfriend who had been killed.
True. And then there was another figure beside him.
You know, so, and maybe had the mom seen it, she might have known. I don't know.
Yeah, she might have. Yeah.
I used to, years ago, when I was in high school, my friend Marilyn, she used to say that she had the power to turn streetlights off. And she did do it a couple times, but I never really believed her. And it did happen twice. I never fully believed her on that one.
I need some more proof on that one,
that's
Marilyn.
That's a superpower.
Yeah, I'm not totally convinced that Marilyn was turning, because I have walked down the street and had the street light turn off too.
I know.
I don't think it makes me a superhero.
Right. It's my superpower. I turn
now, if you drive down the street and they're all going off as you drive down the street, all the, you know, for a mile and a half,
I might go, okay, now we're on to something. That one turned off, but they're all over the place. You know?
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
There's another one right there. If you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com, try it 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.